Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Acasta Verde's third quarter 2024 earnings conference call. This is your conference operator. Currently, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the company's prepared remarks, we will open the call for questions. If you would like to ask your question during this time, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad, and to withdraw your question, press star 2. Please note that this conference is being recorded and will be available for replay at www.gurpov.com. I would now like to turn the call over to Mr. Edgar Maldonado, Chief Financial Officer of Grupo Acasta Verde. Mr. Maldonado, you may begin.
Thank you, Operator, and good afternoon, everyone. We appreciate you joining us today to review Acosta Verde's consolidated results for the third quarter 2024. Joining me today's call are Jesus Acosta Castellanos, our CEO, and Hernan Treviño de Vega, our General Counsel and Operations Director. Our quarterly report was released yesterday and is available on our website in the investor section. We encourage you to review this material to gain a deeper understanding of our performance and to contact us at inversionistas@grupoab.com with any questions. We are committed to keeping you informed and appreciate your interest in Acosta Verde. Before we begin, I must remind everyone that during this call, we may discuss certain metrics and adjustments not defined by IFRS. These do not represent a financial analysis of our results in accordance with IFRS and will be mentioned only to measure the company's operating performance. In addition, please note that we may make certain forward-looking statements or subjective analysis during the call, which may involve some risk and uncertainty. These expectations, beliefs, and projections are expressed on a good faith basis and with the understanding that management believes there is reasonable support for them. However, we cannot guarantee that they will materialize. Actual results could differ materially from these forward-looking statements. We encourage you to review or financial statement and quarterly report for a more detailed description of the company's risk and operational performance. Following our prepared remarks, we will open the call for questions. Now, I would like to turn the call over to Jesus Acosta.
Thank you, Edgar. Welcome to Acosta Verde third quarter 2024 earnings call. This quarter, we continue to witness the strong performance of our commercial partners, which translated into double-digit growth in our NOI and EBITDA, both of which increased by 17 and 21% year-over-year, respectively. We are especially proud of the successful opening of Sendero Ensenada, which has surpassed a 95% occupancy rate in just 6 months. This achievement not only reflects the quality of our services, but also testifies to the commitment of our team and the positive reception we have received from the community and our visitors. In all of our shopping centers, we are committed to provide exceptional experience for our clients. Through the dedication of our collaborators and collaboration with our business partners, we have consolidated a solid foundation for sustained growth. The sales of our tenants have shown consistent performance, highlighting the collective effort we are making. We are also making excellent progress with our ESG commitments. This quarter, we complete our participation in the UN Global Compact Human Rights Accelerator Program, which has provided us with knowledge and tools to detect potential risk in terms of human rights. In terms of gender equality, the internal development program called Working Woman in Action was launched, through which we will seek to increase the potential of female talent at Acosta Verde. Regarding training focused on culture, we recently concluded Senderos de Aprendizaje, our online training program, which provided all employees with training and organizational competencies. On social matters, we held integration and connection activities for our collaborators. Now, I will turn the call over to Hernan to discuss our operational highlights for the quarter.
Thank you, Jesus. By the end of the third quarter of 2024, Acosta Verde's portfolio reached 468,000 square meters of GLA, representing a 6% increase compared to the same period in 2023 due to the addition of Sendero Ensenada in April. Acosta Verde's shopping centers are primarily located in the northern and central regions of the country. By the end of the third quarter of 2024, Acosta Verde's portfolio was comprised of 18 shopping centers across 9 states. These shopping centers reported an average occupancy rate of 95% at the close of the quarter of 2024, 1.3 percentage points higher from the same quarter last year. During the third quarter of 2024, Acosta Verde shopping centers welcomed approximately 27 million visitors. This represents a 1% increase compared to the same period in 2023. Cumulatively, year-to-date, visitor traffic has grown by 3%, reaching almost 80 million visitors by the end of the first 9 months of 2024. However, while foot traffic has seen positive growth, we noted a slight decrease in vehicle traffic in our parking lots. Approximately 6 million vehicles entered our parking facilities during the third quarter of 2024. For the first 9 months of 2024, vehicle traffic also decreased by 1% year over year, with a total of 17.6 million vehicles recorded in our parking lots. Despite the decline in vehicle traffic, the increase in foot traffic suggests that the shopping centers are effectively drawing visitors who may be utilizing other forms of transportation, such as public transit, ride-sharing services, or simply that more people may be entering together in the same vehicle. The increase in foot traffic reflects that the shopping centers remain attractive destinations for shopping, relaxation, and entertainment. In the third quarter of 2024, Acosta Verde recorded a lease spread of 8.3%, calculated from 17,000 square meters of leases that were replaced and renewed. Year to date, the accumulated lease spread stands at 10%, based on 44,000 square meters. From a maturity perspective, 52% of the GLA leases have long expiration horizon, extending to 2028 and beyond. These leases represent only 31% of the fixed rent. Additionally, collection efficiency reached 101% in relation to the quarterly billing for the third quarter. Over the first 9 months of the year, Acosta Verde maintained a solid collection efficiency rate of 100%. Highlighting effective management strategies and the overall strength of its operations. I will now turn the call back to Edgar to review our financial performance.
Thank you, Hernan. NOI for the third quarter of 2024 reached 379 million pesos, representing an increase of 17% year over year. The NOI margin for the quarter was 90%. The accumulated NOI for the first 9 months of 2024 was 1,057 million pesos, which is 13% higher than in the same period of 2023. This growth was primarily driven by an increase in fixed rents and effective management of common areas, which had an increase of 12% and 17% respectively. The NOI margin for the quarter stood at 89%, in line with our historical performance. I would like to emphasize that the NOI figures presented are on a cash flow basis rather than an accrued basis. While some companies may choose to present NOI on an accrued basis, We consider that reflecting on a cash flow basis provides greater accuracy, transparency, and support better decision-making. Please note that, for ease of reference, if a comparison were to be made on an accrual basis, the company's NOI for the third quarter 2024 was 391 million pesos, representing an 18% increase compared to 332 million pesos in the third quarter of 2023. And for the nine-month period of 2024, the NOI stood at 1,085 million pesos, a 14% increase compared to the same period of 2023, when NOI was 953 million pesos. For a comprehensive reconciliation between NOI on an accrued basis and cash flow basis, please refer to our quarterly report available on our website under the investor section. Moving on to our accrued base indicators, total revenues for the third quarter reached 427 million pesos, an increase of 16% compared to the same period of 2023. Cumulative revenue for the first 9 months of the year was 1,197 million pesos, representing an increase of 13% compared with the same period of last year. This development is primarily attributed to increase in rental income, driven by the incorporation of Sendero Ensenada and the strong performance of the existing shopping centers. Operating EBITDA reached 338 million pesos in the third quarter of 2024, representing a 21% increase compared to the same period in 2023. The operating EBITDA margin for this quarter was 77%. The accumulated operating EBITDA for the first 9 months of the year was 876 million pesos, 15% higher than in the same period of 2023. The accumulated operating EBITDA margin was 71%. The debt has been managed responsibly, allowing Acosta Verde to reduce its financial debt to 4,559 million pesos by the end of the third quarter, representing a 6% decrease compared to the same period of 2023. This reduction is reflected in a loan-to-value of 10%, down from 13% in the same period last year, indicating a healthy financial structure and lower risk for the company. At the end of the period, Acosta Verde's cash position was 2,649 million pesos, representing a 7% increase compared to the balance in December of 2023. This concludes our prepared remarks. We are now happy to answer any questions you may have. Operator, please open the floor for questions.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the queue. You may press star 2 to remove yourself from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up the handset before pressing the star keys. One moment while we poll for questions. And our first question comes from Felipe Marion, BTG Pactual.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for the call and for taking my question. Mine's regarding the Plenty Grupo bid. So last week they had their conference call, and they know that there's some interest from you guys. So I'm just curious on, you know, what ultimately led to you guys rejecting the offer. Maybe it was the price, and if there's maybe some room for you guys to potentially reopen negotiations with them. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much for your question and for being here. Yeah, we reject the offer that they made, and we have not received any other offer since then, so there's not so much to say about.
Got it. So there could be this possibility where they can come back and you guys might listen, right?
Opportunities that are always there. We're always open to hear whatever a good possibility is for all the shareholders of the company. But in this case, there's not have been communication since the last offer that they proposed and we reject.
Got it. That's very clear. Thank you, guys.
No, thank you.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad and star 2 to remove yourself. Okay. If there are no further questions at this time, I would like to turn the floor back to Mr. Edgar Maldonado for further remarks.
Thank you all for your time on today's call. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you. This does conclude today's teleconference. We thank you for your participation. You may disconnect your lines at this time.